The emperor soon sent another man from his court to see how the weavers were getting on. Now he wanted to know if the cloth would soon be ready. It was just the same with this gentleman as with the wise man. First, he looked closely at the looms on all sides. He could see nothing at all but the empty frames. "Does not the stuff appear as beautiful to you as it did to my lord the wise man?" asked the thieves of the emperor's second adviser. "I certainly am not stupid," thought the man. "It must be that I am not fit for my good job. That is very odd. However, no one shall know anything about it." And so he praised the stuff he could not see. He declared that he was happy with both colors and patterns. "Indeed, your imperial majesty," he said to his emperor when he returned, "the cloth which the weavers are preparing is extraordinarily magnificent." The whole city was talking of the splendid cloth which the emperor had ordered to be woven. Finally, the emperor himself wished to see the costly material while it was still in the loom. He took many officers of the court and the two honest men who had already admired the cloth. As soon as the weavers saw the emperor approach, they went on working faster than ever, although they still did not pass even one thread through the looms.